Good morning. My name is Camry Hess. I work at the Indiana State Department of Health in the Division of Trauma and Injury Prevention. I would first like to disclose that we have contracts with both ImageTrend and LinkSolve. I'm going to talk about linking data through a trauma system, so I'll begin by defining what a trauma system is. In the bottom right, you see the incident recognition. That's where somebody is injured. You call 911, they get picked up, and they're taken to the hospital. Then you enter the yellow phase, where they go to a hospital, potentially to a higher level of care at a trauma center, acute medical care, and if they need it, to rehab. And then we enter the green phase, which is where we have feedback. We have quality improvement with the trauma registry, we have injury prevention, and public education. Our goal was to link incidents so we could look at the care throughout this system instead of just snapshots at each place. So in Indiana, we have our emergency medical system housed within the Department of Homeland Security, so that's when you get into an ambulance. We have our trauma registry within the Department of Health, and then the rehab registry also within the Department of Health, so they're housed in different places. And to link these, there is no unique identifier that follows people throughout the system, so we had to use probabilistic linkage. To give you a little bit of background on the two types of linkage, you have deterministic, which you could have something like a social security number, or you might have an armband with a code on it when you get into an ambulance. And then with probabilistic linkage, you don't have that unique identifier, and so you have to put together a group of different variables to specify one person, one incident. You might have somebody coming into a trauma center or a hospital or in the EMS ambulance multiple times a year. And you have to separate those. So what I did is I read Summary of a Roadmap for Linking Crash, EMS, and Medical Outcome Data at the State Level by Flanagan, Rupp, and Mann, and then I looked at how Indiana could use that roadmap. And these are the things that I considered. We had to look at which databases are being linked, which servers are they housed on, who is involved. We have these different agencies, so you have to know the contact people. Who are you going to have at the meetings? Review the schemas and data dictionaries. For the trauma registry, we have required elements and optional elements. And for the optional elements, you know, they're not required. They may not be filled out well. We may want to use some of those elements to help identify specific people, but if they're not filled out, then you have to go to something else. Once you know what is in each database and you look at what do they have in common, so you can look throughout that system. What type of linkage will you be using? What type of software will you be using? What program runs in the background? Is it Access? Do you have that on your computer? Is that something else that you'll need to buy? You have to put that into your budget. Once you link these incidents, how will they be stored? You probably want to bring your IT team into those meetings for the demonstrations for the software because they're going to have questions that you may not know about. And then evaluation. Look at the validity of your links. We did a couple of different cutoffs and then looked at the quality of that data. So when I started this project, I just dove in, and then I had to step back and think about what are the essential criteria when I'm looking at these software. So there were 9 essential criteria, and we reviewed 14 programs. And we began with considering availability. There was one program that looked great, but it was only available through a grant. We didn't qualify for that. You want to think about custom variables. Is there Soundex? Can you split variables within the program? Do you have to do that beforehand? What file types does it use? Ability to change weights if you want to emphasize something more than another. Field limit for matching, support, documentation, total cost of ownership, and of course a secure background program. So our results so far, we have used the linking to link EMS to hospital data, hospital to hospital transfers, including trauma centers, and up next we'll do hospitals to rehab centers. We've also done feedback for the hospitals that have turned in the data. We use 7 variables for linking. This is the first page. It has the first 3. So each quarter they turn in their trauma data, and we immediately give them this report that shows for these linking variables how complete were was your data, and that has increased the completeness of those variables that we use for linking. We've also partnered with some outcomes researchers, some trauma surgeons that work 1 week doing trauma surgeries and then the next week doing research, and they have some projects coming up, which is really exciting to be able to use this data. And that's it. There's my contact information. Thank you.